Federal lawmakers created the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program through the most recent Farm Bill. It essentially consolidates previous programs that encourage landowners to conserve wetland, grassland, and agricultural easements. Jimmy Bramblett is the state conservationist for USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Services, which administers the program. He says it cuts back on administrative costs and it will be less confusing for users.
And yet at the same time accomplish the same objectives out there on the landscape through wetlands, protecting threatened and endangered species, restoring wetland hydrology, or for the working lands, taking those lands and keeping them in farming in perpetuity.
Bramblett says Wisconsin has previously received $3 million to $6 million annually for initial investments. USDA payments for easements vary, but often landowners have to match some of the funding. Gathering Waters Conservancy is a land trust that can work with landowners to create agricultural easements. External Relations Director Mike Carlson says matching those funds is costly and has always been a challenge for landowners, especially after the state's agricultural easement program was defunded in 2011.
When you look at farm policy, whether it's at the state level with the Working Lands Initiative or the Farm Bill, conservation easements are just, they're a tool in the toolbox. They're to help landowners, to help communities protect vital agricultural resources.
Landowners have until June 6th to apply for the federal program. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.